court did was to deny review of an opinion by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta that refused to strike down the state statute that suggests that you need parental consent before a student can be excused from standing and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I think there are two important things here to note. Number one, the 11th Circuit did not say that that requirement was constitutional. What they said is that it has to be decided on a case-by-case basis for each individual student, and it didn't strike it down in its entirety. The statute was held unconstitutional as applied to the plaintiff in this case, Cameron Frazier, who was an 11th grader at the time, and so that ruling stands. The net effect is that if any school district in the state of Florida attempts to apply this requirement to a student, it will likely result in litigation with a substantial likelihood that each individual student will win against the school district on a case-by-case basis.
So why did the ACLU challenge this decision in the first place?
Well, the reason why we challenged is that this actually was something that was established by the United States Supreme Court during the middle of World War II, when it struck down a West Virginia statute that required students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance and had criminal penalties against parents if their children did not recite the pledge. And at that time, it was Jehovah's Witnesses who refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance out of their deeply held religious beliefs. But it has since been applied to virtually all students, either for religious or moral or political views. And the reason why we brought this challenge was that every year we would get a complaint or two or three or four from school districts around the state, and every year we would send letters explaining why the schools can't do this, and the schools would always back down, but it kept happening time after time. So ultimately we decided, let's go file a challenge against the state statute, and that's what brought this case about.
And what's the next step?
Now, that's as far as this case on behalf of Cameron Frazier, it's over. It now does go back to the district court, where there will be some amount of damages awarded to Mr. Frazier, along with some amount of costs and attorney's fees for having brought the lawsuit. So what happens next, though, is if any other school district in the state of Florida attempts to require a student to get parental consent before they can refuse to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, then it opens up that school district for additional litigation. Let me be clear here, because the question is often asked, what's the harm in a student standing and reciting the pledge? And the Supreme Court back in the during World War II, I think, said it very eloquently that the very heart of our beliefs of individual freedom and individual conscience are such that no one can be forced to subscribe to or adhere to any political philosophy. And of course, the Pledge of Allegiance is a pledge to the flag of the United States, and it conveys quite strongly one's political beliefs. And if freedom of conscience is to mean anything, it means that you can't force people to recite the pledge over their religious or moral beliefs.